Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, May 9th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone had a great weekend. We couldn't wait to get back, talk to you again. I want to say some quick thank yous to Jim down there in Tampa. Also to Michael, he knows where he is. Also John and Dorothy down there in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And this weekend that just passed, the Bilderberg meeting. And we're going to touch upon that today. And even though there's not a whole lot of details coming out yet, we first want to start this show off as we're going to every day with a little reminder. It's been now how many days since the 10 questions were posted to Alex Jones about censorship? 3. His credibility factor?
0.
Because he hasn't answered them yet. And
for those of us out there who are still criticizing Victor and I for even questioning Alex Jones, sorry, he's still not above questioning. He's
exactly.
Just a man.
Now, before we get to the Bilderbergs, two events need to be touched upon. First, over the weekend, President Bush was in Moscow, and there was a very troubling scene. They were celebrating VE Day, and they had one of those military parades going through Red Square, and here were the soldiers goose-stepping under the banners of the hammer and the sickle. Now, for some reason, the mainstream media wants us to think that communism is dead and gone. And folks, you look at that scene over there in Moscow over the weekend, and believe us, communism is alive and well and rearing its ugly head.
And marching,
right. Also, there's a Chinese firm called CNOOC that actually was making a bid for Unocal. Now, it looks like Chevron Texaco is going to outbid them, but this firm, CNOOC, is actually part of the Chinese government. That's how it operates over there. And they're opting to buy one of the biggest oil companies, American oil companies, in the world, a Chinese company. It doesn't look like it's going to go through, but this is just another reminder that China is a very enormous threat to everybody here, and we better keep our eyes on them. Now, the Bilderbergs.
Huh. Yeah, the not-so-secret, secret meeting.
Exactly. For those of you who aren't aware, the Bilderbergs meet once a year. It's about 120 or so of the most powerful politicians, religious figures, statesmen, corporate heads, people from the secret societies, intelligence agencies, and on and on.
And it's a transatlantic meeting, and these people discuss global policy.
Right. Now, this year it was held at the Dorint Sofitel Sea Hotel, which is about 40 miles outside of Munich. And a couple years ago, it was actually held right outside of Washington, D.C., which is ironic because we have all the media like the New York Times and the Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, covering these events.
Right.
Here it was right in the nation's capital. And again, like this year, you have to ask yourself, how many of you heard news about the Bilderberg meeting on Fox, CNN, CBS?
All the major news networks have been in the past represented at these Bilderberg meetings. Very familiar faces to you and me have been there in attendance, including people from the Washington Times, the LA Times. Yet, they do not cover these events because they are sworn to secrecy.
Right. So, the big question now, since we're not going to find out a whole lot of information until reports come out of there, is we're going to take a little different
spin
on this, a little different slant. And we're going to ask everybody out there, what do the people who rule the world want? I mean, that's a pretty legitimate question, considering that if you're atop the control pyramid, we can always look at what they're doing, but a more important question is, what do they want? And me and Lisa were talking about this yesterday, and I said, basically, the primary goal of the Bilderbergs, or the people who run the world, is they want to retain the status quo.
Right.
In other words, if you're one of the people running the world,
they want to keep running the world.
Exactly. They want to keep running the world. Now, their second primary objective is to keep the machine running. When we say the machine, we mean the economy, everything in people's daily lives that gives them a certain standard of living. Now, if things drop dramatically or suddenly, that causes an uprising, that causes a furor among the people. And the globalists don't want that. So they want to keep in power, and they also want to keep the machine running.
Now, you said also they don't want a big spike, unless they plan on having a big spike to create a major paradigm shift.
Right. So an example of that would be 9/11, of course. That was a spike event that dramatically changed our world because we entered two different wars now. We have this quote-unquote war on terror. Our military spending is once again through the roof and on and on. So this was a spike event. But generally, the people who run the world have a very conservative agenda. In other words, not conservative like Republican, Democrat, but they want things to remain the same. Now, some people would say, well, they also want a police state. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, the people who run the world actually don't want a police state. And you might wonder why. Why wouldn't they want a police state? Isn't that where everything's coming to? And as a matter of fact, even though there's an enormous amount of technological advances and legislative laws being put on the books, they don't want a complete police state for one reason. These people like playing the game.
Yep.
They like the game. And when you figure, when you have everything else in the world, you have wealth beyond your wildest dreams. You have cars and boats and castles and on and on and on. Women. You don't have anything else except the game. Them running the world is the game.
Right.
And it's like a cat and mouse affair to them. Now, we have 7 cats here. And when our cats go out and kill a bird or a mouse or whatever, do they kill it right away?
No. They torture it first.
They torture it. They sometimes
play with it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes for 3 hours before they ever eat it. So it's a game to them because when you think about it, what else do cats have? That's the game to them. So a total police state would ruin the game.
Right.
Because...
Well, there's no challenge for them.
Right. It would be checkmate because if we have this Orwellian 1984 system where just there's total oppression on everybody, the game would be over. What fun
How
would it be?
How boring.
It would be boring not only for the people, but for them. And if you look at the Hegelian dialectic, you have thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, and then it all starts over again. It's problem, reaction, solution. These people use this for their game. So once they get to the synthesis, they go right back to the thesis to start this game all over again. And if you don't believe us, just think for a minute. All of the technological advances that these people have, the billions that are spent on the CIA, the NSA, the Kremlin, and on and on and on.
Right.
Or the KGB, I mean.
And it's also fair to assume, although we don't know for sure, that George W. is going to pop in on this little meeting since he was scheduled to be in Munich from the 6th to the 10th.
Right.
And also, they are likely to talk about any kind of attack that might happen with Iran.
Right.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, so we're going to get to some of the things that are probably on our agenda this year. But let me get back to this a second. Was, if you don't believe what we're saying about the game, think about how easy it would be for them to shut us down. And I'm not just talking about Wing TV. I'm talking about everybody in alternative radio, the alternative press, all these various research sites, and on and on. Think how easy they could shut us all down if they wanted to. But they're not. Why? Because this is all part of the game.
Right.
Secondly, look what was just on C-SPAN last weekend. David Ray Griffin. David Ray Griffin comes out here on C-SPAN, one of the major networks in almost every home in the country, and he spills the entire beans about 9/11.
Right. Now, if you think that C-SPAN just grew a nut over the weekend or over the last, whatever, 3.5 years and decided they're going to be the only network to cover this just because they're honorable and decent and want to do the right thing, you're fooling yourself.
Right. What they're doing is they're seeing how far they can push us.
Right.
I mean, like, I wrote a story once or an article in the New World Order Exposed, and it was kind of a satirical article where David Rockefeller and one of the Rothschilds and someone from the Bilderbergs came out on national television and said, all right, we admit everything. Everything that the conspiracy theorists say we've done, we admit to all of it.
So, if they allow all this information out into a mainstream forum, they want to see how you react.
Right.
How outraged you'll get.
Yeah.
What you'll do.
Now, the punchline to this was after they come out and admit to everything. They admit to, you know, TWA Flight 800. They admit to 9/11, OKC, the sinking of the USS Liberty, on and on and on. Everything they admit to. They said, we did it all. Then the punchline is, there's a guy sitting in his living room and he says, hey, Mildred, you hear that? Those guys admit to everything. I wonder what's on Survivor tonight. And they just go right back to clicking the channels again. So what they did, it's similar to Florida with Terry Schiavo. They want to see how far they can push us. Well, down in Florida, they killed a woman. They murdered a woman right before our very eyes. And they said, well, we know now that the conservatives are going to get upset about this one. Just like if they push, say, a gay issue, they'll say, well, the liberals are going to get upset about this one. So they murder a woman right before our very eyes, starve her to death, and they're seeing, let's see what they do. Are they going to become irate? Are they going to burn the hospital down? Are they going to storm it?
Right.
Or are they going to do nothing?
Right. Well, they blatantly rigged the election. Everybody knew that. And although there was a lot of hollering going on, we still didn't do anything. We just shoved back a little farther.
Yeah. So there's only been one time in the last decade and a half where people actually pushed back in a big way. And that was the Rodney King trial out in Los Angeles. For 2.5 days, L.A. was a riot zone. It was martial law.
It was chaos.
And I know because I was living in Los Angeles then, and that was the last time that they ever fought back, or that we fought back, that we pushed back against them.
And this is nothing to take away from David Ray Griffin,
because
he did a magnificent job, a phenomenal job, and we're so proud of him, and we talked to him on the phone the other day and told him so directly.
Yeah.
But we really don't buy into the whole C-SPAN is noble all of a sudden deal now.
That's just part of the game where they see how far they can push us. So, of course, the technology is out there, and of course, the people who run the world keep pushing their big brother agenda, and they put new laws on the books and so forth. But primarily, they know human nature. They know what makes us tick, and they know that a certain percentage of people, like those watching this show, those who are on the various websites finding out the truth, they know a certain percentage of people are going to know the truth, and they know a far wider percentage of people aren't going to give a damn.
And they also know that ratings are dropping off from the mainstream news networks. They know that fewer and fewer people are reading the controlled newspapers.
Yep.
So they have to do something else to draw attention in. Well, let's throw a little bit of truth in there and see what happens.
Yeah. So, they put David Ray Griffin on there. He did a phenomenal job. But, I mean, he spilled the beans about 9/11. And now it's been over a week since he gave since that speech has been broadcast. And ask yourself, what's changed? What has changed since this was broadcast into potentially every house in America? Nothing's changed.
Right.
More people are becoming aware, but as we said in the articles that were on Wayne TV last week, awareness doesn't mean a damn to the people who run the world if it's not followed by action.
Right.
We can know everything about everything, but if we don't stand up and do something, what does it matter?
Right. Responsibility has to be the outcome of that knowledge.
Right.
Now, it's useless.
What did the Bilderbergs talk about? Now, Lisa talked about one thing. She touched upon it. But the first thing we should remember is, when it comes to Europe and the United States, remember, this is nothing but controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have these little battles between France and America, or Germany and America,
it's all political theater.
Yeah, it's not real, folks. And to prove that, if Europe is so dead set against this war in Iraq, why is the European Union training Iraqi police officers? Why is NATO redeploying troops in Afghanistan? They're supposed to be against the war, but they're actually following lockstep with George Bush and the globalist plans.
Like George Bush is a Christian, but he's not against abortion.
Yeah. Now, here's some of the other things we're going to talk about. Lisa, throw in your comments. Social redistribution. In this country, of course, we have Social Security on the table. In Europe, being that it's even more of a socialist entity than the United States.
Well, also, too, the significance of this Bilderberg meeting at this time while the UK elections have been going on, and, you know, so we have to see how this plays out with Tony Blair and all that.
Right. Now, there's a lot of money that's going out to these socialist programs, and the globalists, if you read the article on the Wing TV homepage today, it's about Social Security, but you're seeing that these guys are about out of tricks. They don't have any more tricks up their sleeve, so they're getting desperate. That's why they're going after Social Security. And in Europe, you know, even though the citizens are even more highly taxed than we are, there's a lot of money going back out for medical care, welfare, and on and on and on, and they simply don't have the resources anymore, so that's another thing they're talking about.
Right. You know, considering that United States representatives attend this meeting on the taxpayer dollar, you have a right to know, because public policy isn't just discussed at these meetings, it's determined at these meetings, and not just in our country. for all the countries that are involved. So it's really important that we make a concerted effort to get more involved and find out more about it. And we really have our hats off to those reporters like Jim Tucker,
right,
who every year consistently hound dog it,
right,
to death.
Yeah, and his report should be coming out within the next couple of days, and we'll certainly report that. Another thing on the table, Iran, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Iran going to remain a regional power? Are they going to be allowed to have nuclear weapons? Is Israel going to be the one that attacks them instead of the United States? Another thing on the table.
Yep. Also, the nuclearization of Japan.
Yep.
With Condi Rice's recent trip to Japan.
Yep.
You know, all these things are being discussed. It's not just chit-chat and elite gossip. This is some serious stuff going on there. And even though these meetings are secretly held every year, the word around the Internet is that even this year it's even more solid,
The
wall of secrecy surrounding these meetings. So.
Yeah. Another thing they're going to talk about, the global economy and mm-hmm. the U.S. dollar. Now, for the last 4, 5, 6 years, the dollar has been plummeting against the euro. Some economies, some nations are divesting their funds towards the euro and shunning the dollar. That's going to be an area of discussion. Also, the FTAA, the Free Trade Area
right.
of the Americas, and also CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Area or Agreement. So these are things we're going to talk about.
Ties in with the American Union, which is looming on our horizon.
Exactly. North Korea and WMDs. That's another thing on the agenda. Also, Israel and Palestine. What's going to happen there? Is Ariel Sharon going to pull people out of the Gaza Strip? Or the West Bank? What's going to happen over there? Where are they going to proceed
right.
with that?
So while our mainstream news networks are obsessing over Michael Jackson and Paula Abdul,
yeah.
these plutocrats are busy determining our futures and our destinies.
Yeah, and that's an important word because you have this distinction in the world, a plutocracy versus a democracy, and certainly they go towards the plutocracy. Also, is it globalism that we want in our world or nationalism? Now, some people think nationalism is a bad word. Here, I don't at all. I mean, populism, nationalism are words I would much prefer in our world over globalism. So these are some of the things that are on the table right now. And, you know, as soon as the reports come back from Tony Gosling, from Jim Tucker at
right.
the American Free Press, and we actually had a chance to meet with Jim
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago when we were in D.C., and hopefully we're going to make another trip down there this year.
He's one of the last remnants of the old hound dog reporter.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
bless him. I hope he lives to 300.
Yeah, I mean, I think he still writes his articles on a typewriter. He has a cigarette mm-hmm. in his hat. Now, you know, he looks like something from the 1940s, but, man, he goes in there, and the story is, like, he was on Wing TV once, and, you know, he's like Dick Tracy, like a sleuth, you know, going in going through bushes, and he's fantastic, so, yeah.
It's been difficult for him this year, more difficult than in the past. You know they're really tightening the belt. And if they weren't doing anything that wouldn't pass public scrutiny, then why don't they let you know about these meetings? Why doesn't your media report on it? Everybody should email and call their mainstream networks en masse, demanding to know why they're not reporting it, even though they won't probably respond to you.
Yeah.
Let them know, this is no secret. We know we're paying for this meeting. For you guys to go there,
yeah.
tell us what's going on.
We tried that a couple years ago with Mike Gallagher on the radio, emailed him and said, when it was the meeting was in D.C., we said, here's where it's going to be, here's where it's located, here's the people that are going to attend it. He wrote back and says, Bilderberg isn't on the playlist.
So nothing's on Mike's playlist.
That was short and simple.
Nothing true.
Yeah. So, one last thing now. We always tell people, you know, if they have books or whatever, send them in. We got one today called Building a Life of Value. It's from a person called Jason Murchie, and it's a whole book of quotes. So I just got it this afternoon.
Cool.
I was leafing through it, and I found one by the philosopher Albert Camus.
Mm.
And the question he asked was, what is a rebel? The answer is a rebel is someone who says no. But right now, we're saying no to censorship on
right.
the Internet. We're saying no to deceit. We're saying no to people who don't honor their word. We're saying no
to hypocrisy.
To hypocrisy.
And corruption.
And we're saying no to fear-mongering and paranoia.
And so, fascism.
Right. So if we say no to all those things,
mm-hmm.
we'll willingly accept the term of rebel because too often nobody is pointing these things
yeah.
out.
So I guess the biggest thing that we're saying no to is keeping silent. We're saying no to keeping silent.
So we're rebels, and we're glad to have that term. And one last final thing we want everyone out there to remember. If you accept censorship, if you don't voice your opposition to censorship, you have already accepted 1984 and the New World Order. Worse, if you practice censorship and you don't answer for your actions, you've already become 1984
right.
and the New World Order.
And anybody who justifies censorship, there's nothing that's going to stop us from becoming as worthless and meaningless and decadent and evil as the mainstream media that we despise.
Exactly.
We're doing the very same thing. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, set the bar higher, and be
and
better.
Speak out. If you justify censorship, likewise, you just accepted 1984 and you've accepted the New World Order. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, on Wing TV. Thanks for all the emails over the weekend. Thanks for all your support. And keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Have a great day.